It's The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
I'm Steve Scheer. More about what's happening in the Ukraine and Russia by way of Canada. Vaughn Palmer is political correspondent with the Vancouver Sun. He joins us every Wednesday on The Record to talk about Canada and the news. Hi, Vaughn.
Hello, Steve.
So Canada has the largest number of citizens of Ukrainian descent outside Russia and Ukraine itself. That's very interesting.
More than a million Canadians trace their heritage to Ukraine. Many of them makes them one of our larger minorities, and obviously something that is of high concern to the Canadian government because of that. I mean, apart from all the other reasons, but at the same time, I guess Canada's feeling is frustrated and concerned about the state of affairs there as everybody else.
Has Mr. Harper done anything in particular to...
So we've got three things today. The first is that Canada will join this mission of 18 countries that are sending unarmed military observers to Ukraine. So we're sending two military observers who are already in Europe on that. We're doing that. The Canadian government has announced economic sanctions against corrupt Ukrainian officials. So that's a reference to the ousted president and his entourage and family. There's a concern there that they've made off with a lot of money. So we're going to take part in an international effort on that. And Canada, like other members of the G7 countries, has suspended any planning for a G7 summit at Sochi. We won't be taking part. We have sent our athletes to the Paralympics, which open in Sochi on Friday. It was felt that it would be grossly unfair to those athletes to withdraw from that. We aren't sending any government representatives. We're only sending athletes.
Yeah, the Paralympics, they always end up getting overshadowed by something. I hope people pay attention to it with all this going on.
Yeah, and, you know, athletes train for years for these things. I think it would be terrible for the Paralympians that they have to carry the can for Putin's actions.
Are the sanctions that are in place going to have any effect on the Ukraine, or is it going to mostly hurt people in Canada that have been doing business with the Ukraine?
Well, they don't extend beyond that small group at the moment, which is the corrupt ex-president. So in the long, I think Canada is not going to move on that unless that's the international community's view of it, and I don't get the sense that's where we're headed on that. Stephen Harper also has compared the Russian invasion of Crimea to protect Russian citizens, which is the reason they're giving, to the German invasion of the Sudetenland in Czechoslovakia in 1938. So pretty grim language, others have made the comparison as well. But, you know, having said all that, what is the United States going to do about it?
Wow.
What is Canada?
Also, of course, as soon as this has begun to unfold, the supporters of the Keystone XL pipeline have said, look, this is why we have to pass the XL pipeline. We've got to make sure that the energy from North America is getting out to the world to shore up those places that are dependent on Russia. That's been an interesting sort of a talking point for that.
It is a talking point, but I think it's a bit of a stretch myself. I think Canada has some good arguments to make on the Keystone Pipeline, but I don't think that's one of them. I think, it's true that one of the levers that Russia has to put pressure on Europe is being a major supplier of natural gas to all of Europe, Ukraine in particular. So Canada and the European community, and I guess the United States as well, are talking about efforts to make take some of that economic pressure off Ukraine by making other supplies available. But, you know, frankly, one of the reasons that Russia has so much leverage is not just its military and its willingness to do stuff like this. It is the fact that it is a major supplier of economic and energy resources in that part of the world. And Canada is reluctant to use its energy status and that kind of leverage. I think generally in our dealings with the United States and the Canadian government is certainly frustrated at the lack of approval of the Keystone Pipeline, but I don't think we'd ever play that kind of hardball.
Hey, Vaughn, did you happen to see Rob Ford on Jimmy Kimmel last night?
Well, I heard about it. it got a lot of attention, as you can imagine.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting to hear the tone of it. Kimmel had a lot of fun at Rob Ford's expense, but he ended on a serious note. Listen to this.
You seem like a very nice guy to me, and, you know, I just, if you are an alcoholic, which, you know, listen, you know, if you're drinking enough that you can try crack in your 40s and you don't remember it, maybe that's something that you might want to think about, like talking to somebody.
No, I wasn't elected to be perfect, Jimmy. I was elected to clean up the mess that I inherited, and that's exactly what I've done.
That's a remarkable response and a remarkable interchange. Well, how did that play in Canada?
Massively, first of all, and a number of excerpts of that interview have been played in Canadian media. The consensus of the coverage is twofold. One, that it captures the weirdness of Ford, that he would agree to do it, because really what's in it for him. But the other is that some of his charm came through. You know, he's clearly quite good at laughing at himself. And it's interesting that Kimmel wasn't particularly mean-spirited in the interview. You know, he did actually, he had some fun with Ford, but he also, I think, kind of got a little bit of the weird charm of Rob Ford in it as well. I mean, this has been a fascinating intersection between politics and celebrity and, frankly, some serious substance abuse problems, and all three playing on, you know, sort of parallel channels. So there he was. I gather Kimmel said that he picked him up at the airport, which I'm sure he doesn't do for all of his guests. Ford, as I said, it didn't play as badly back here in Canada as some of the stuff that Ford's done. I mean, I'll still be incredibly surprised if after the elections in Toronto later this year, Rob Ford is still mayor of Toronto, but who knows? He's a phenomenon.
Yeah, I don't know, Vaughn. I guess we could put book on it, because he sure thinks he's going to get reelected.
Yeah, and that thing at the end with Kimmel, I point out that Jon Stewart did the same thing last year, right? At one point, sort of looked in the camera and said, you know, acknowledge we're all having a lot of fun with this story, and we surely are, but there's a tragedy waiting to happen in here too if Ford doesn't get control of his obvious problem. So, and that isn't funny.
No.
And I think I commend Kimmel for doing the same thing that Stewart did last year and that God knows enough Canadian media commentators have done, which is to say, fun's fun, Mayor, but are you sure you're not a train wreck waiting to happen?
Yeah, that's fascinating. All right, Vaughn. Pleasure
as
always.
We'll talk to you next week.
Take care.
Okay, bye, Steve.
Vaughn Palmer is political correspondent for the Vancouver Sun. He joins us every Wednesday on The Record.